Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show that's on in the morning. We are going to have a Florida Man Friday today. We got three really wild Florida Man stories here for today. And not a whole bunch of great news here locally. I got to be honest, not a ton of great news locally. So Florida Man Friday going to
lift us up.
Lift us. Yes.
Great.
That's rough when yeah. Florida Man Friday is our happy segment of the day, right?
We go crazy to get happy.
Yeah, right.
Man. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, not a lot of fun news happening here locally. So.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
We got it.
Yeah. All right. I got to remind you, we got some great stuff in the swag store. Swag store is blowing up, man. People love the shirts.
The premium shirts.
They like the regular shirts too.
Really?
Yes. But we did get a couple ordered for the premium shorts.
Ladies want a V-neck, just FYI.
Yeah, I know. We got tank tops up there.
Okay. And there it is.
V-necks will have to be coming soon.
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference. I saw someone comment, what's the difference between a V-neck and a deep V-neck?
Oh, deep is a plunging. Yeah, yeah. That's like a décolletage moment where you got a little something here.
More cleavage. Yeah. So, more cleavage.
That was the shirt back in the day from American Apparel. Yeah. Yeah. You feel me out there. I know. That deep V. Yeah,
sorry. I didn't know that was a thing. Jersey Shore.
It's a thing. Now, you can get free shipping on all the items, too, by the way. Use the promo code 904 and save yourself some money. It's a great way to support what we do and get some really great stuff in return. People love to support big clothing companies. So why don't you support some local brands for once, damn it?
Ooh-wee. Yeah, Kanye. Easy.
Yeah, there you go. I'm your own Kanye West here.
There it is. Stuff. There it is. Yeah. Walk away from the gap.
There, that's it.
There went our interview with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Darn it.
Cancel that one.
You had that set up already, Troy?
Yeah, dude, set new up. Album next
Dang
month.
It, just man. Saying.
Midnight.
Ah, rough. All right. We got to get Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Well, he just had hip surgery. I sent you all a picture of him.
Oh,
the other day.
So we're not going to be able to get him to play basketball with us, probably.
No, probably
not. Oh, that was my plan.
That's why I sent it to you, but no one caught on to the context clues there.
No, nobody did. I was just like, oh, yeah, picture of Adam Sandler.
He was walking with a cane.
Yeah.
Walking with a cane? Yeah, I should have picked up on that.
It's all right. It's going to make a lot of jokes, though. He's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. It will be fun. He will be funny.
Yeah.
And I did get tickets in case you didn't get tickets for you. So I wasn't sure I was going to have them, but now I have.
Yeah.
Instead of having two, now I have four. So
I've got four as well. Yeah. We may have to give some away on the show.
Oh,
we ain't giving away. Those things are expensive.
Oh yeah. Well, we might have to do a thing where if you put in like 700 stars apiece,
have you done
you can be entered for a raffle. We will raffle those off.
Or share your face off. Because we really don't have that many friends.
No, we between us, we can't get eight people to a show.
No, I can't.
Eight people?
No. Friends are pissed at me.
Yeah.
I got to do a holiday tour of Hello, Hartzell.
Yeah. all right, man. Before we get you up to speed on everything happening in and around St. John's County, I will remind you that our banner sponsor, our friends at Old City Homes, they're going to be building new houses this year in Flagler Estates, Hastings, Elkton, and St. Augustine. If you're looking for a brand new house, give Jerry a call with Old City Homes at 904-466-9505 and check out what he is currently building. Some really, really beautiful stuff, man. Brand new homes. Well, that'd be nice.
With options.
Moving on. Yeah. with options.
That's nice, yeah.
Fancy options. All right. Also, speaking of options, Bozard Ford Lincoln.
Ew.
They're proud to have served the St. Augustine community for three generations. Out there on the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16, you are going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in our area. They've got the state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for one of those signature and very, very delicious burgers. Everything from delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They are Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44 Spanish Street Inn, who we will talk about in just a little while. But first, good morning, everybody, officially.
Happy Friday.
It is that.
It is, baby.
It's the weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Sorry to disrupt.
Captain Obvious. Yeah. Just making sure that we all knew it.
All right. People knew you were here.
But no, this is good. It's a great weekend. A lot of things going on, but, you know, getting it done. What are you doing this weekend, Troy?
I'm doing a whole lot of singer songwriters.
You're doing them?
Yes.
You said you're doing a whole lot of singer songwriters
for the inspiration.
Oh, okay.
Not all singular.
Well, you didn't say that.
As a whole.
You said I'm doing a whole lot of singer songwriters.
Nah. I'm going to be busy.
Okay. It sounds like it.
I'm going to be busy.
No, all right. That should be fun.
I have the app. I got everything, all the alerts. And then
yeah, I think Styles is tonight, right?
Yeah. At Trey Wins. And then there's a 2 o'clock show at PK today that I'm going to try and make it over to. I understand that this girl's super, super talented and could be the next big thing. So
okay.
I'm going to go over to PK around 2. Clay, you're working over there, aren't you?
Yep, back-to-back 12-hour days.
There you
wow.
go.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing but songs.
Wow. Better put it in a pony.
So. It's not the worst job ever.
Yeah. No, I get to see it, actually, finally.
Yeah. Mm. Cool, man.
So in this, I mean, this is a time where you can kind of see some, you know, greats before they're great, you
mm-hmm.
know. You know, and
yeah, because many of them will be great.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I can tell you, like I speaking of Taylor Swift, I saw her when she was like 15, 16 at Polestar, when her dad was just pushing,
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
You know, she'll play for free, that wow. type of stuff.
And yeah,
like I got to see her do 2 songs at Polestar before she had any hits at all.
When she wow. was country,
Katy Perry, I got to see her at Warped Tour before she blew up like crazy. So
yeah, Madonna's pet.
I like catching people at the start before they while they're still who they are.
Yeah,
because it changed.
You and Leonardo
people.
DiCaprio.
Yeah,
it changes. Oh.
Wonderful. I knew we were going to tie something goodbye. In there.
See ya.
It's a rite of passage with Troy. See.
Okay. I watch him from afar. Leonardo's a little closer. he makes contact, which is not part of the plan.
So, all right. Well, that should be fun.
Yeah,
should be a fun weekend. All right. Try and do nothing. What's the question of the day today?
Okay, question of the day is way harder than you think. Because we asked,
yeah, okay.
Davey said us asked this question. I was like, oh, okay, that's an easy question. But what'd you have for dinner last night?
Yeah, I'm glad he asked this before we went on because yeah, none of us remember.
Think of what we had.
Right, none of us remembered. It's actually a tough question of the day. What did you have for dinner last night? So I guess I did end up coming up with it. I did end up remembering.
Okay.
The Chick-fil-A sandwich.
All right.
Yeah.
With
no,
without,
no yeah. pickles, mustard, oh. mayonnaise, sriracha sauce.
Sriracha sauce.
Sriracha.
Yeah. Sriracha spice. For the fries.
You added yep. that when you got home. They have sriracha at Chick-fil-A, do they?
They do have sriracha at Chick-fil-A.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
That's yeah, a man. Nice feature. Yeah. See, we learned something new.
I did not know this.
Yep. It's good with the fries.
Okay.
It's the dipping sauce.
Sriracha is good pretty much with anything.
Yeah.
Spoonful of sriracha.
Just a spoonful of sriracha.
Helps you cough medicine. For the rest of the night.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, actually, someone in the comments just put something in the comments, and that's what I had.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
We were at Teeny Martini, and we ordered Paisano's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I ate something, but
yeah.
Until it showed up in the comments,
that's funny.
I was going with what Clay said, bourbon.
Yeah. Okay.
So. I ran into Clay's mom yesterday at Chop Shop, and we were going with talking with Christine, and I got a skirt steak, but I had to learn how to cook it right.
Skirt.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So it was something like with the marbleization on the meat, you have to slice it on an angle. So I was playing on the grill last night, and I had a skirt steak with asparagus and red skin potatoes.
Wow, that's fancy.
See
that's
why good. He asked the question.
He just wanted to brag on his dinner from last night. That was all it was.
Looking for a reason to tell people what I mean.
Instagram, not going to tell you.
Hey, you don't have to have a reason. I just tell stories as it goes.
No,
just the house.
Clay, did you actually eat any food last night?
I actually remember I did. I was coming back to my house over the bridge, and I saw an open sign on Mojo's, and it had to be 8:55.
Oh,
so
wow.
The last 5 minutes. So I walked in, and I was like, hey, I know you guys are closing. Just throw me whatever you got. and they had like a steak burrito ready to go. So
there you go.
Sweet.
That's nice. Not a horrible thing.
No, it's not, especially from there.
Mojo's
is the best.
A horrible thing.
So. All right, man. Well, we should have that comment section should be filling up with people, unless you're all dumb.
Nope, a lot of spaghetti out there. I'm looking at
them. I'm going to tell you right now, I was nervous about Clay being here on time because he did go out a little bit, but he was very responsible and left early.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah, he was responsible and left early. So
not you.
No, I did not. I was not responsible.
I was worried about you.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I was already in walking distance. You got me in walking distance.
I switched off chaperones.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Switched off chaperones, handed him off to somebody else.
Kind of
to
Blake. I'm 55, Blake. And you got to hand, someone's got to hand me off every night.
It's kind of sad, Troy.
It really is sad. It's entertaining.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. All right, man. Do we have a quick check of the weather?
It's going
to
be nice.
That quick check of the weather brought to you by, really?
Yeah.
That quick check of the weather brought to you, we'll really? Talk about this in a second. That quick check of the weather brought to you by our good friends at Great Expectations Realty at Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com. Looks like hell out there, Troy.
It's going to be nice.
Are you sure about that?
It is.
It's cloudy. We got a storm out there in the middle of the water.
Yeah, but it's far enough where it's going to pull the storm away, and it's going to be a nice day here.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're right.
I hope so, too.
I hope you're right, for
pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
You've never questioned my weather report before.
Well, wow. this one sketched me out based on what I've seen today and based on one of the stories I have.
I don't
today.
Think that thing is gonna. And I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday of next week is when.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That comes later. But like the storm right now is pulling a lot of the weather away from us, so it should be nice here today and tomorrow.
We'll see.
It's less than 10% chance of rain today and tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Weather.
I hope it. I hope it's not raining October 8th. There's going to be a car show.
Okay.
Yes. Talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but I want to bring it back to your attention here today, because this is happening in just a couple of weeks. Next week?
Nope. A couple of weeks after.
Yeah. A couple of weeks.
Yep. 2 weeks.
Out there at the Classic Car Museum. This is a car show and First Responders Day. Benefiting retired and disabled firefighter Michael Riley. It's going to be happening from 10 to 2 at the Classic Car Museum of St. Augustine. According to the flyer, they say the car show and first responders event benefiting Michael Riley, a retired disabled St. Augustine firefighter who was critically injured responding to the gas station explosion in 2011. We all remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I lived here, man. That was terrifying. Michael now suffering from onset Alzheimer's. Most recently a Parkinson's disease as a result of the exposure to the toxic chemicals from that fire. He's now in palliative care. 100% of the proceeds from this car show, are going to go to Michael and his family, which is awesome. The car show is free, to spectators. General admission to the museum, $12 plus tax. Kids, 12 and under are free. First responders and their immediate family will receive free admission to the museum all day as well. If you want to contribute, you can contact Sydney Hobbs at 904-806-4625 or email ccmstaug@gmail.com. And you got to love Sydney's place, first of all, because it's always an awesome experience, man.
Yeah,
if you haven't going been, into the car amazing. Museum. Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. And but also he uses his facilities and his love of cars and so many people's passion for cars to help other people in St. John's County. He's doing it all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. It seems like at least half of these events are going to benefit something, you know, that I see from the
Kathleen
Classic
Miner with the Hopeful Handbags. She had that, that ladies conference there. And that was so kind of him to say, hey, here, I have this great music. It's a beautiful space.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a beautiful space. And there's some really, really amazing cars there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
And Dan Bagan's got his studio in there. And some of the pictures he takes of these cars are just
unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's
really
like,
great stuff.
How did you do that?
Yeah, man. Last time we were in there, I went in there with my godson recently. Sydney was kind enough to give him a whole really cool experience, man. Brought him out, started up one of the cars, let him hear the loudest car in the in the museum. Cool. Yeah, man. Checked out the Batmobile. It was really cool. He, had a great time. Batmobile was there at that time, yeah. Not sure if it's still there, but...
it's cool to see.
Really cool to see. It's got those pop-out machine guns, which I'm sure fire real bullets, right?
Yeah, of course they do.
That's illegal on the road. Yeah. All right. So, yes, October 8th. Save the date. Let's see. My next story here was most projections still have this tropical depression coming right towards us, man. Mm-hmm. According to all those spaghetti models, there's only a couple of them that are kind of saying it won't hit us.
We are in the cone of concern.
We are in the we're in the curve of concern, whatever you want to call it.
But it's not named yet, but apparently it's going to be named today at some point.
Probably will, they think, if this keeps progressing the way it is. They're projecting it right now to hit us at around a Category 2, or hit Florida at around a Category 2.
Which would be Tampa to us, right?
Yeah, it's looking like it will hit Tampa as far as the projections are concerned right now. And then, obviously, once it... I'm sorry I'm taking your job, Mr. Weatherman. You're good. But once it hits land, it usually starts to slow down a little bit, these things. So by the time it gets to us, if it does, then shouldn't be too concerning, unless it gets up to, like, a Category 4 by the time it hits Tampa.
It's still too early to say. I mean, we've all been here long enough to know that, you know, this thing can do whatever it wants to do and take whichever spaghetti model it wants.
But,
you know, it looks like it is going to affect us midweek next week, so...
Okay. Yep. So that'll be our first real... This is the first one that we've really been concerned about this year.
Yeah, this year.
It hasn't been a terrible last few years as far as storms are concerned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I just... Where I live, it's a concern.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. A sneeze is a concern where you live.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And all the new properties I bought, it's a concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you keep buying these fucking places, Troy?
Whoops. The sandbags.
I like throwing sandbags around.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, it's a concern. So.
Cone of concern. I hate that. Yeah, I know. Cone of concern.
Do you have like a kayak or something? Does everybody who lives in downtown St. Augustine have a kayak? You do. You have,
oh, yeah. 904.
You have 904 Marine.
Oh.
Out there. Does that have a hole in it, though?
Yeah. It doesn't have a hole in the bottom. At least I can't tell. I haven't put it in water yet.
Okay.
Oh, we have to figure this out. It's too funny, especially if we can keep it at your house and you can float around downtown. That would be amazing.
It's too big.
So cool.
None of us have a vehicle that can move it right now. It's a pretty big boat. It
wouldn't fit in the Beast?
It might fit in the Beast sideways.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I have to stand it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should fit in the Beast sideways. It's going to be close, though. It's going to take up the whole Beast.
That's just going to be an addition to the Beast. I'm just going to always be towing 904 Marine unit.
Yeah. You don't have a trailer.
You're just bouncing.
Davis won't mind. Just leave it in the front. All of our toys out
there. We got Davey in the back, like, hold on.
I'll put it on the roof like it's a kayak.
Yabba dabba do.
That's our Marine Patrol.
Yeah. Put a couple lights on that thing. Doesn't have a cockpit or anything, but, you know. It floats.
Maybe by the time the Christmas parade comes around, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll put it on some wheels and ride it around.
Yeah, we'll get some casters for it.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it. Some dollies.
Bad ideas that happen on the morning show.
There it is.
Or are they amazing?
I think they're bad.
Yeah. I'm going with amazing because I'm positive.
Yeah,
okay,
me too.
All right. Everybody's much more positive than me. That's for sure.
You questioned my weather report. So.
Yes, I did.
It's only going to get to 80. It's going to be cloudy, but no rain.
Yeah, but I got to get it together, though. If we're having a storm, I'm going to have to shine up some stuff and think about it. You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
Like the generator. Like,
I'm serious. I literally was talking to myself.
I am happy to talk to myself. But just, like, seriously, you know,
we're live on air, right?
Yeah. They're fine. I'm telling you, you have to get yourself ready. So you have to probably look at your generator. You got to look at, you know, what you have around the house. I don't know if I have flashlights anymore right now.
Yeah, I got to get batteries.
I
do have flashlights, but I got to have batteries.
And I was one of those dopey people that didn't take advantage of like the tax preparation moment. Like apparently there was like a tax-free moment, right?
Yeah.
And stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But I did have my generator cranked up last week. So.
Okay.
So I'm good on that.
Good.
There you go.
I need to get a little extra gas and batteries is two things I need.
Nice. Lucky you.
All right.
Well, so we cleared that
up. Be prepared.
Up. Yeah.
Prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah.
You got all weekend.
You do.
Yeah.
Yep. Take advantage.
Don't wait till the last minute to go get gas in your car.
Mm. What I usually do.
What Pete, I was going to say what Pete's probably going to do.
Yep.
So
I'm a procrastinator. All right, here we go. Really unfortunate story out of A1A in Ponte Vedra Beach. You know, we've been talking about for months how this is a very, very dangerous stretch of road. It's only getting more dangerous. And unfortunately, we now have a two-year-old that is dead, and her teen brother is in critical condition. There was a vigil Thursday night for two siblings that were struck by a car crossing State Road A1A South in Ponte Vedra Beach. Family and friends confirmed that the teen brother of the two-year-old, Tayden Wiley of Middleburg, the two-year-old was identified as Rowan Wiley. People who knew them say that their hearts are completely broken. According to a report from the Florida Highway Patrol, the teen and the two-year-old girl were crossing the road around 10:30 Friday night, headed home when they were struck by a driver. St. Johns County Fire Rescue says the incident happened around the 2400 block of South Ponte Vedra Boulevard. The 29-year-old driver stopped after the crash. No mention of alcohol in the report from FHP.
Oh, my gosh. 10:30 at night, crossing that street. I mean, that's a hard one.
It is, man. And I would imagine probably pretty tough to gauge in some cases how fast that traffic is moving. And
right. Yeah.
So this is just a really sad situation for a local family, man. I mean, our hearts go out to them. This is just, it breaks my heart to have to deliver stories like this when we do, man. But again, a very dangerous stretch of road. I don't know what can be done out in that area, but it seems we have these stories more and more often. So, you know, we need to be looking into, we need to be looking into what we can do. I don't know what the solution is, but
yeah, I mean, the walkovers seem to work.
Yeah.
You know, that are a little further up because you don't have accidents in those areas.
Yep.
You know, but it's just, I, you know, just as you guys don't have kids, but you can still be very sympathetic. I can't imagine as a parent what they're feeling right now. And, you know, all the love towards that family possible we can send.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh, very sad to hear those stories, especially out of that same area, man. All right, let's see. We have got your Gas Buddy Gas report here for St. Augustine. And gas coming down a little bit.
$2.99.
I know.
$2.99.
We've got the gate at 324. 324.
Getting closer.
The Mizell Road. We are getting closer.
Pinch in the panties.
The Circle K at 715-207 is at 325. We got the Sunoco at 2199. North Ponce de Leon Boulevard at 329. The Sunoco at 450. South Ponce at 329. Your Shell at 146. King is at 335. And they all just keep on going up from there, unfortunately. At Gas Buddy Gas Report, brought to you by our good friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn. You can relax, indulge, and explore your perfect St. Augustine staycation. Look at those eggs, Benedict.
I mean, whoops.
Try the pancakes. Whoops.
Try the pancakes.
Try the pancakes.
44 Spanish Street Inn, the perfect spot to put visiting guests, family, or just to get away for the day. Go to 44spanishstreetinn.com and book your next visit today.
Yeah.
All right. Live music mic check.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, this could be a big one.
Yep.
Oh, it will. Yeah, it will be.
Clear your throat. Out loud, still going
on. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is massive.
I that was like six pages.
Yeah. Get your pen. Get this your paper.
Is,
here we go.
This is a lot. All right. Here we go. Let me get back to the top here.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Jenny Tolman at Prohibition Kitchen at 12 o'clock. We got Joe Downing at the Milltop Tavern at noon as well. Taylor Austin Dye, Prohibition Kitchen at noon also. Also at Prohibition Kitchen, we've got Dave Brainerd at 12. Mm-hmm. We've got Josh Ford at Pierre's Pub at 1 o'clock. Tony Scazzaro and possibly the Carpetbaggers at the Cellar upstairs at 1. David Tolliver at Prohibition Kitchen, 1:20 p.m.
All right.
Russell Sutton is also at Prohibition Kitchen at 1:20 p.m. And so is Josh Phillips.
That's right. We're going to have three people on stage at once.
I guess so.
Multiple events.
According to Visit St. Augustine, that's what's happening.
Nice. Cool.
He's like, I need more mics.
No, they told me ahead of time about that.
Need more mics.
We got more people you never heard of. Mark Irwin at Prohibition Kitchen at 240. We got AJ Cross at Prohibition Kitchen, also at 240. And Hunter Girl at Prohibition Kitchen, also at 240.
That's the girl.
Yeah,
that's the girl.
That's the girl everybody's been talking
about. What time
about?
Is that? 4:20?
2:40.
2:40. See, yeah. My dyslexia. Okay.
Like a girl.
Okay.
Chase Perryman at the Colonial Oak Music Park at 3:30, along with Emily Brooke and Matt Warren.
Okay.
As well at those times. No, Matt Warren's a little bit later, 4:25 at Colonial Oak.
Emily Brooke, though, yeah.
McCoy Moore at Colonial Oak at 4:25, as well as Davis Luce.
Yes, hometown hero favorite. We love Davis. Yay. Yeah,
we got Cliff Cody at the Colonial Oak Music Park at 5:45. And also Michael Wentworth and Eric Dillon at the same time. And also Michael Wentworth again. This list is
Michael Wentworth
massive because they're naming people like two or three times at the same time.
Well, they're only playing like three and four songs at a time.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's not like full sets.
Yeah.
So they're kind of rotating and popping up in different places and playing, you know, just getting a taste of each one of them.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. We got, just go to visitstaugustine.com if you want to see this whole list.
They got the whole list.
Download the app. What's the app again?
St. Augustine Songwriters Festival. And it gives you a schedule. You can check in the ones you want. You can put alerts on it so they pop up and say, okay, get your butt to Colonial Oak or get to PK or get to wherever.
Perfect.
You know, cool. So download the app. The app actually is, they did a very good job on their app.
It's pretty.
Okay. Cool, man. Good deal. Thank you for that heads up. So, yeah, and check out the app. All right.
Yeah, because we would have been here until like noon for you to read all that.
We really would. There was a lot. There was a lot to that one.
Yeah, so go downtown tonight and just wait till I get there so I can find parking first.
Yeah, right.
Good luck with that, Clay. Good luck. Fidus Roofing.
Okay.
We got a storm out there, obviously, as we just talked about. I don't know if you have time to get your roof inspected. To be honest with you, you got to call Fidus and ask him about
that. Where have you been?
Yeah. Where have you been? We've been telling you this for 2 years.
Come on.
But if you still have time, you better do that. 904-355-ROOF. They're Fidus Roofing.
They still have 10-2 pavers. That really did not come out really well. They still have time to do pavers is what I was trying.
Okay.
There. Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Ooh.
Messy.
Speaking of messy, it is Florida Man Friday.
Finally!
Yeah, man. And we are going to start with the most extravagant PPP loan fraud we've ever seen so far.
Whoa.
You know, we see these a lot, man. A lot of people really took advantage of that over the last couple of years.
Man.
They're all getting caught now.
Uh-oh.
They're all getting caught now. Florida Man, this is wild, bought a mansion with $7.2 million in relief funds. He's pled guilty now, the Department of Justice announced Wednesday. According to the plea agreement in May of 2020, Don Cisterino.
Ooh, Donnie boy.
Sounds like one of my people there.
Forget about it.
Hey, Cisterino, hey.
What are you going to do with the money? You might as well buy something nice for yourself.
46 years old, fraudulently secured more than $7.2 million in emergency funds through a Paycheck Protection Program loan. Investigators said Cisterino's PPP loan application falsely claimed that his business, Magnifico.
Oh.
Magnifico. Magnifico.
Magnifico.
He's definitely a guy who calls sauce gravy.
Yeah.
Magnifico had 441 employees and a monthly payroll expense in 2019 of more than $2.8 million. Cisterino's business actually had no employees other than him.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. He didn't have one.
Not one.
He didn't have like three people that just work around the house.
Just him. Yep.
Wow.
The DOJ said that Cisterino also submitted fake W-2s for the company's employees.
Oh.
Many listed names and social security numbers belonged to people who had no idea that Cisterino was using them.
Oh,
so that would imply
he existed.
Yeah, I guess that would imply that some people that he used their social security numbers did have an idea that he was using them.
Mm.
Investigators said Cisterino used the $7.2 million to buy a Lincoln Navigator, a Maserati, a Mercedes-Benz, and a 12,579 square foot home in Seminole County.
In Seminole County?
Seminole County. Okay. Yep. The DOJ said Sistorino fled to Switzerland after he learned that he was under investigation for the PPP loan. They caught up with him as he was trying to enter Croatia.
Croatia, yep.
What?
You got it. Sounded it out.
Samsonite.
Samsonite.
I was so close.
I didn't see the R at first. I'm like, Croatia.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny when you can make the dyslexic guy laugh.
From Slovenia, I got that right, by way of Italy. Those peanut M&Ms. As part of a plea agreement, Sistorino agreed to forfeit the $7.2 million that he had obtained through the wire fraud, as well as the assets traceable to the fraud, which would be the cars in the house. So he got to keep none of it.
No.
Sometimes there were people who took a bunch of money and they pretty much just buried it in the backyard knowing they were going to get charged, and they're waiting to get out of jail. So
messy,
very messy. Speaking of more messiness, man uses excavator to crush woman's truck after she can't come up with drug money.
Wow.
Excavator is the big claw thing on the construction site.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This weirdo was arrested and accused of using an excavator to crush a woman's truck after she failed to find enough money to buy drugs. According to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, 36-year-old Richard Hamilton of Inglewood was hysterically laughing as he used the bucket of an excavator to smash the woman's Chevy Silverado pickup truck on Sunday.
Sounds like he already had drugs in him.
Yeah. I believe he did. Yeah. Anybody who's hysterically laughing during this process.
Excavators
are fun.
They are fun. Not that fun, though. Mm. I've been on construction sites.
You ever get to pick up a car with it, though? I bet you'd be laughing.
Maybe.
You get to pick up a car
with it. All right. Let's get your car out to a construction site if I hysterically laugh while picking it up.
Well, you have an extra one. We can do it.
I do have an extra one.
You can do it with your extra car.
Okay. Nope. The incident began on Saturday when Hamilton drove the woman to several gas stations around town, all while demanding she find money for drugs. I'm guessing he wasn't just having her look on the ground for money at these gas stations.
Oh, meaning like work the corner?
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Okay. Find money.
Yeah. He became increasingly agitated after the woman failed to come up with enough money. So she was getting some money.
No.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
A day later, Hamilton and the woman drove to his place of work, which was Kelly's Stone, Sand, and Boulders. There, Hamilton got out of the woman's pickup truck, took the keys with him, and proceeded to get in an excavator, hysterically laugh, and...
he was ripped.
Wow.
Yeah.
Messy.
Crushed the woman's truck.
God sakes.
They spoke with Hamilton at his place of work, which I assume he does not work at anymore.
I'm pretty sure.
And arrested him on the following charges: criminal mischief of more than $1,000 in damage, committing domestic battery by strangulation.
Wow.
And false imprisonment of a person against their will. She was not still in the truck when he crushed it.
I was going to ask that.
She was not still there. He was sent to the Charlotte County Jail, of course.
I mean, it's a question. Is the car covered with insurance? Jeez.
You know what? I have to imagine that if you can't come up for enough money to buy some meth, you probably don't have enough money for insurance.
Yeah, thank you, Captain Obvious.
That's just a guess.
No, you're probably right. Yeah.
She could have the Allstate premium plan.
Or relatives paying for it.
Yeah. All right, we got one
Sistorino
more. Sistorino was paying for it. Sistorino was forking over the
cash
for that.
He had cash on hand.
Yeah, I get you insurance.
No more money for insurance or drugs from Sistorino. Last one here. I don't know if I sent Clay the picture of this. I probably didn't. So this guy was arrested for pointing a gun at partygoers who tried to stop him from driving drunk. You know, your friends are concerned after you're leaving a party.
Yeah.
Dude, you've had a little too much to drink. You probably shouldn't get behind the wheel. It's not safe. And this guy's answer to that was pointing a 9mm at all the partygoers that told him to get out of his car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice
went
guy.
Went in there to go drive off, peeled out a little bit, sprayed some mud on some people's cars. And when a woman jumped in there, tried to take his keys from him, he pulled out the gun, pointed it at her. Or to get the hell out of the car.
Does he look like Wolverine?
He does.
Got him.
Did you find this? His picture's the best part of this whole thing.
No, really?
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. First of all, a great head of hair on this guy.
Oof.
I mean, that's probably the most hair I've seen like out of a human being commercial. That's not Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But definitely looks like a guy who would do this, right?
He's not only the client. He is the president of the hair club for men.
He's been using every potential hair treatment possible.
Pensacola's finest.
Let's see. So he was arrested and released from jail.
On your friends.
I know, on a group of your friends.
Yeah.
They're just trying to stop him from driving drunk.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Got carried away.
But this is Florida. Welcome to Florida.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell me. Oh, it's Pensacola. I'm saying he's from Alabama.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that.
He's from LA.
Alabama. For the purposes of this being a Florida Man Friday, we still got to stick with him being a Florida man.
Yeah. Right. Well, it does say Pensacola on the headshot, so there. Yeah.
His name was, let's see.
His name still is.
His name still is. Well, I don't know. He may have changed his name after he got arrested.
Wolverine. You
know, something like this, man. Yeah, his name is Logan. No.
Logan Cicerino. Yeah,
no.
Curly, Croatia.
Very, very.
Logan Croatia. Yeah. That's a cute name.
Corbin Minter.
Okay.
Corbin Minter.
Corbin, damn it.
He's angry. He's got a name, Corbin.
Corbin Minter. Yeah, it's just not a sane person's name. He was released from jail on $5,000 bond. If you need to get out of jail because you become a Florida man or Florida woman, call our friends at AA Bail, Able Bail Bonds. They are here for you 24/7, 904-824-0090. All right, man, how do you want to approach the comments today, Troy?
I'm just going to find my way through it today.
All right.
Very boring, but
classic.
There's a lot of great comments out there.
Very classic.
Okay. As you do that, I will tell people that Flashes and Brilliance is St. Augustine's most trusted gold buying company. They buy gold, silver, rare coins, fine watches, and more. We all need a little extra cash right now, all of us. If you have old treasure, random antique coins just taking up space, you might not even have any idea what they're worth. Stephanie and John know exactly what they're worth, and they can help you out, and they can put some money in your pocket. That's the important part. 904-540-7617. Book your complimentary appointment. It is easy, it is safe, and they're going to get you the best rate for your treasures, hands down, period.
Absolutely.
Awesome, folks. Speaking of awesome folks, Bates, Hewitt and Floyd, BHF Insurance, has been providing insurance and peace of mind for businesses and employees in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. BHF specializes in all types of insurance, specifically in the areas of homeowners insurance. They have a small, dedicated staff to work directly with their clients. Christy Lawrenson is our St. Augustine advisor. She brings her passion and knowledge of insurance while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Call or stop into their new St. Augustine office for a complimentary assessment of your new policy, of your current policies, 904-794-5455.
I saw Christy yesterday. She's going to Songwriters Festival this weekend, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
yeah, she's going to have a great time.
Yeah.
What do we got, Troy?
All right, so a couple things out there. Jerry, thank you for that. He sent 1,000 stars to us.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Awesome,
appreciate that. Bobby had the worst meal. He had pineapple pizza.
Oh.
I love it. Pineapple pizza. And Spencer had the best meal. He had smoked pork loin with bacon wrapped Brussels sprouts.
Oh gosh, that's how to get it done.
But that's why Spencer's the man.
Yes, sir.
So it and lot of great meal. I'm hungry now. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
so that was a good question, Davey. So Davey came up with that question, but just a lot of people excited about this weekend. Get out there, have fun. It's gonna be a good weekend
for sure. For sure, man. All right, what do we got for Stortum Stat?
All right, so Stortum Stat is kind of a. At the time, it didn't seem like a big deal, but if you look back over 100 years, it's a big deal. 1933, Standard Oil sent geologists to Saudi Arabia. Ooh. So it was the first day that we had some type of oil influence in the Middle East.
Oh,
and
wow.
We all know what kind of problems that caused. I didn't realize OPEC wasn't started until like 1973, and that's what triggered the gas shortage at that time. And you guys are too young for that. But I remember waiting in line, and you used to only could be able to get gas on odd or even days. You guys remember hearing about that.
Yeah,
on your license plate, if you had an odd number and you tried to go on an even day, they would not sell you gas.
Jeez. Wow.
So there was odd and even days on things like that. So
could you imagine if we had to do that today? People wouldn't do it. It's near impossible
because it's self-service.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like, back then it was full service.
And yeah. That, so somebody was pumping your gas and checking your oil and doing all that stuff. Yeah. But I remember the lines, like as a kid, waiting in gas lines that were around the corner.
Mm.
So, wow. But we didn't have these big gas stations. There was like two pumps.
Yeah. You know, right.
Especially in Deland.
But there's still only two pumps.
This is the day that the U.S. got involved with Saudi Arabia in the oil industry.
Okay.
Yeah. 1933.
Wow. Yeah. That Stardom Stat brought to you by our friends at St. August Pizza. Right in there in between Riberia and ML King. They have got my favorite pizza in town. Go in there and grab yourself a few slices today. It is absolutely delicious, and you will love yourself for it. St. August Pizza, Riberian ML King. All right, man. That is our show for this morning. Great show. Fun week of shows. Thank you guys out there for watching. Thank you, Clay, for pressing all the buttons. Big shout out to our people. Old City Homes, Bozard Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. August Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, and BHF Insurance. Click up there to get those alerts. If you're on Facebook, download the 904 Now app. Get yourself some swag. And Davey and I will be back at 3 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.